ladies and gentlemen, the organist encores. It's John Leeming at the microphone, and no, I'm not really trying to copy the way the old organ grinder used to introduce the organist entertains back in the day. It's simply that this is the first track I've chosen for my November selection. It's not George Wright, but Tom Hazelton on the former BBC theatre organ, now in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. So, carry on, Tom. There's no business like show business. Tom Hazelton at the Pasadena Civic, 28 Rankmuller, in 1983. Now, my next month's programme, coming sooner than you might think, is going to feature a selection of gentle, relaxed, late-night listening type music for a winter evening. So this month it's rhythm to the fore all the way. Here, rocking around the clock at Thursford, is Robert Wolf to set the tempo rolling. Thank you. Now, Rock Around the Clock, Opus 1 and In the Mood from Robert Wolff and the Thursford Wurlitzer, numbers that were all very popular in the 1950s. Also in the 1950s, the mambo was all the rage, so here's Stanley Wiley to remind us of one of the great hits of 1954. Unmistakable sounds of the Belfast Compton there with They Were Doing the Mambo and Stanley Wiley's unique syncopated rhythm. Now, when it comes to rhythm, Vic Hammett was a master of the art, and here he is to prove it with another 1950s favourite in Ping Pong Stereo. Mr. Sandman, 18 ranks of Wurlitzer magic at the Captain's Galley Pizza Restaurant in Redwood City, California, in the hands of Vic Hammett. Now, William Davis could also deliver a rhythmic punch when he wanted to be happy, as he does here at the Granada, Kingston-upon-Thames. ¶¶ To Be Happy, William Davies at the Granada Kingston Wurlitzer in 1974. Now, Hot Dog has been a rhythmic favourite for a great many years and has been recorded over the decades by theatre organists ranging from Sidney Torch to Don Thompson. And here's the most recent recorded version from David Gray. Hot Dog, hot playing indeed, from David Gray at the 80-ranked San Filippo Foundation Wurlitzer last year. From hot dogs to hot cats now, and it's over to Lenny D on Hammond with his classic arrangement of The Alley Cat. Lively Hammond and rhythm from the 1960s with Lenny D and his Alley Cat. Now, Don French is not perhaps the first name to fall from the lips when talking about organists from the USA, but he nevertheless made a very successful career in the Northwest, playing theatre organ in roller rinks in Portland, Seattle, Gresham and Tacoma. But here he is in a theatre, playing the 313 Wurlitzer in the Oriental Theatre in Portland, Oregon, with Cochita. Thank you. Don French in Portland in about 1968. It's back to Hammond now and some early 1950s upbeat entertainment from the Harry Farmer Rhythm Ensemble, with a chance for you to practice your tap dancing and to keep your sunny side up. Farmer and the Boys with some splendid strict tempo dance playing. Now, the theatre organ world over the years has thrown up some very distinctive players on both sides of the Atlantic, whose styles are easily recognisable. One such was Billy Knoll, who became the house organist at the former New York Paramount Wurlitzer after it was reinstalled in the iconic Wichita 2 Center in Wichita, Kansas. There is only one Billy Knoll, so said Ian Sutherland in the Cinema Organ Society newsletter, and here is Billy on that same organ in 1957 when it was still in the theatre, joined by drummer Ray Mosca, with another good number for tap dancing, Marie. Thank you. Billy Noel and Marie at the Paramount. Time to close now. Thanks for listening today. And as I said at the beginning, I'll be back next month with some altogether gentler music, but earlier in the month so as not to spoil your Christmas. I'll be here in just 2 weeks' time on the 10th of December, so I hope you'll join me then. Next week, Damon will be in the chair again with a selection from some of his newer CDs. And in the meantime, be sure to have a look at the Organist Encore's website for the latest updates. So it's goodbye from me, John Leeming, and to end this rhythm broadcast, to borrow a phrase from Reginald Fort, we return to the Hammond organ. In 1975, the Hammond organ's 40th anniversary was celebrated in fine style with a series of showcase concerts around the country. One such was in Walthamstow, not at the Granada, but at the Assembly Hall. I didn't even live in Walthamstow in those days, but I nevertheless made sure I was there, and thanks to a kindly BBC, a recording of the event was made. A formidable lineup of organists was there. Tony Back, Ina Barger, Keith Beckingham, Richard Dunn, Robin Richmond, and, wait for it, Brian Rodwell.